Well, our next performer also has a feature coming up here, a spoken word feature, maybe some music behind some of her work, I don't know. And she'll be sharing the night with Walnut, who's a wonderful performer, a very unique artist. And her name is Michelle Boulay, and she writes beautifully, and we're very glad she's going to be co-featuring here on May 5th. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
I think this works, yeah. Thank you, Ellen. That was a nice intro. Ellen always gives the greatest intros. And that was such a beautiful song. Oh, this, you know, what connects us, what doesn't, you know, why? Yeah, it's really cool. This is relatively new. I don't, some people might have heard it, some people might not have. And if I lose my voice halfway through, well, so it goes. Oh, no, no, we can't blame Ira. This is called The Wolf at My Door. I tell them I do this to keep the wolf from my door, yoke myself to the harness of Protestant industry, push the rusty wheel of mundane year in and year out, earn the daily bread, and grind my renegade dreams into the mill. Keeping the wolf from the door, such a phrase. It conjures up huffing, puffing memories, visions of pink scrubbed skin stuffed hairless into stiff new denim, of hard bricks deftly piled in neat hard stacks, the square squat houses wearing stolid doors of pragmatic authority. Keep out the wolf and her eerie wildness. Keep out the night and the howling wind. Keep out the rowdy starlight careening through the animated woods. But on certain spring nights, when dusk creeps in all feathered with peepers, I wonder what it might be like to run swift and quiet with the wolf through her wicked forests, giggling with naughty moonlight, to sniff out homely caves during frost-filled nights, to snuggle into a multi-bodied sea of warm fur. I wonder what it might be like to stalk each dinner, loping fast, reaching high for the magic vein in a warm neck, to hungrily tear and drip through the coziness of another family meal. And I wonder what it might be like to climb the heights of crags and hills during the deep of night and sing my heart inside out, howls merging with crooning wind, with humming stars, with chanting mysteries of time unbloomed. And when evening clouds reflect darkening violet in our eyes, and when my heart hums its tiny tune of abandon, I yearn for the wolf to howl and growl and hurtle against my impregnable door, knock it off the hinges, splinter the solid frame, breach the cloistered womb of my careful bricked house, and pull me recklessly into the wild of her wolf night. Thank you.
Michelle Boulay, one more hand for Michelle.